Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worshiping and praising our amazing Heavenly Father and His incredible grace that He has blessed us with. Precious Heavenly Father, God, we are just so undeserving of your love and grace, and that makes it all the more incredible and unfathomable, Lord. We just ask, God, that, Lord, that you would just bless us with even a tiny piece of your greatness this morning, Lord. God, may we just see your face in our time of worship and listening to your words, the message that you have for us as well, God. May we leave here changed by your presence, Lord. May we just know you more and more, God. And let there just be evidence, God, as we go throughout this week, that we have been touched by your Spirit, Lord. I pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you. So, Father, it is our desire that we would be drawn ever near to our Savior, Jesus, we thank you for the work that you have done on the cross. Draw us nearer and nearer to yourself, I pray. We thank you, Father, that you are a great God, but yet you are a close, personal, intimate God as well. And I pray, Father, that as we look into your word, that the intimacy and the closeness of your spirit would be near each one of us, to open our hearts and our minds and our ears and our eyes, to see and to hear and to understand and to be changed, first by your love, so that we might love others. I pray, Father, as we grow more and more in love with you and in what you have done for us in the gospel, that it would change us and that we would look more and more like Jesus. So, Father, speak to us this morning, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated if you're still standing, and invite you to open a Bible if you have one. To the book of Romans, to Romans chapter 12. We continue a series on Because of the Gospel today, looking at the topic here on Family Sunday of We Love